But in this stage, we're really working with you and thinking with you through the foundations. Is this the right step for me? What is the value? What is the potential? What are the reasons why I should even consider buying a business? And I know that in the workbook, you've provided us with some clear steps to help us think through the questions. Should I buy a business, start a business, look at a franchise? What kind of skills would I need? What kind of financial resources might I need? What kind of network should I build? These are the steps that you've mapped out for us. So in conclusion, I'd just like you to wrap up and give us a couple of clear reasons why you feel so passionately about buying a business as a powerful route to creating wealth.
It's a large question, and I will do my best to summarize. Let me try to reduce part of this sort of to a personal standpoint. You know, you don't have to take out your tie and cry for me, but I come from a very humble background, very middle-class family. Didn't go to the fanciest schools or any of that, but I've always had the ability and the willingness to work real hard and to keep educating myself and learning more and informing myself when I didn't know something. And I'm testimony to the fact that, you know, I could be successful. I've had great levels of success in all aspects of my life, and I'm very, very thankful for it. But I'm a very average guy, and I'm certainly not the smartest guy in the room. And it's just from, again, tenacity and the desire to do it that is able to, you know, acquire all these businesses over the years. And so I look at it that anybody else that I encounter or have the luxury and the honor to engage in a discussion with, we're pretty much at the same level. They may be better educated and not willing to work as hard, and I'm willing to work hard and not as well educated, whatever, but we all have our strengths and weaknesses. But if I could do it, I could rest assured that anybody can do it, and I'm sort of the poster boy. I've also seen the way that the information translates to tens of thousands of people, literally on a global scale, who've been able to follow the same set of footsteps and be able to implement the plan. The other thing is I urge people to take a look around them. I don't know about you, but one of the greatest catalysts for me for going into my own business is I met business owners all the time, whether they were running, you know, $2 million or $20 million companies or the small dry cleaner or convenience store around the corner from me. I mean, these guys were not sending men to the moon. I met some of them that I would remark, and I still say, my goodness, these people are successful in spite of themselves, not because of themselves. I can't even believe they're in business, and they've got these flourishing business, and I see these people every day. So, you know, what I suggest to people do, and we talk about this in some of the action plans, is, you know, over the next little while, everywhere that you go, every type of business that you come across, look at the owner. I mean, and you'll realize this is an individual who's no bigger, better, or faster than you. All they do is get up every day with a very specific mission. They figure out how to make their business bigger, better, and faster, or they've latched onto something that has worked, and they're smart enough to realize that they just keep hammering away at that same thing, it's going to continue to be successful. And that's no different than the philosophy of how you decided the best roads that you should be taking to get to your office every day to work for someone else. They've just figured out something that works, and they make the application. And the, you know, from a financial perspective, it's not beyond anybody. From a perspective of intellect, it's not beyond anyone. I mean, again, you go back to the point, people are running successful businesses, and these are not people that are, you know, we're not talking about Mensa members. We're talking about people of average intelligence who've identified something either that works, and above everything else, they're prepared to work hard and make the commitment to do that. There's no escaping the hard work. I mean, no matter how good a business is that you buy an existing business, if you're not willing to work in the business and on the business, it's going to fail. So all the old, you know, the tried and true characteristics of someone, you know, who's successful, hard work, ingenuity, etc., that of course continues. But, you know, one thing is certain, this is not beyond anybody. Absolutely, there is no part of this process that is beyond anybody. There are no restrictions or walls that could be thrown up in front of anybody. I don't care what their current situation is, that they cannot climb over that wall easily and handily.
Well, Richard Parker, that's very encouraging. Thank you very much.